And a good afternoon to you. It's a Tuesday afternoon. It is nice outside, 64.8 degrees. I wish it'd get like this for a while and then warm up, don't you? Yeah, buddy. And all right, I like it, especially after our little brief encounter with the cold. Yeah, and so anyway, we are glad to have you with us. We got a nice, for the most part, well, let me go this way. We've got nice rest of the week. It's supposed to rain toward the end of the week, but what else is new, right? Okay, so we've got all kinds of things going on today, so stick around. 577-1296, that is the text line. And then 828-884-9427, that is the dial-in line. You can call, and you got a question, comment, prayer request, road report. Please let us know, all right? 577-1296. Love to hear from you this afternoon or call 884-9427. All right, well, we're grateful to the Lord for the day and appreciate again God's blessing and appreciate all that the Lord is doing in these days. These are busy days and trying to get some things squared away and straightened out and trying to figure out how do you get your announcers far enough apart where they're social distancing and yet be able to see and hear each other, and how do you do that? And then, you know, you got your issues with separating the groups out in the auditorium. You got that to deal with. And then, you know, the microphones. How do you disinfect a microphone? Lysol is very corrosive to a microphone. You don't want to spray Lysol in a microphone. So what do you do? Well, we have bought these ultraviolet wands. You actually can ultraviolet the microphone, and that helps. Then you can take alcohol and wipe the cord, and then in your stand. And then we have bought a windscreen. It's the foam thing that goes over the microphone. We bought everybody that's coming to sing this coming week. We bought everybody their own windscreen. We're going to put it in a glad bag, put their name on it. So anytime they get up to sing, they'll have their own windscreen. And they use that one throughout the week, okay? So anyway, these are the things we're trying to work on. And how do you have a meeting that it's known for its fellowship and its togetherness and the food and the fellowship and the friendship and all? How do you have that and stay 6 feet apart, 6 feet apart, have masks and have no guests? How do you do that? Well, we don't know how to do it. That's the problem. That's what's got me concerned. We don't know how to do it. Of course, we don't know how to do any of this. We honestly tell you we don't. It's been the Lord's hand from the beginning. But I say it this way. If we do right, He'll do the rest. And I read where John Phillips said that if we'll do what we can, then God will do what we can't. Well, we're going to be relying heavily upon that statement and upon the truth of that statement in the coming days of Share-a-thon. Coming up, starting on 4 o'clock is when the phones open, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And then the service is at 5:30. It'll be aired. It'll be videoed, shared on video. Of course, all of the network. But we're not having, can't have anybody, no visitors attend. So we apologize for that. Yeah, we do. And so that means no public meals. That means all of those things this year. But it's COVID. And I tell you, there is no handbook that you can turn to. The handbook's not been written yet on how to pastor through a pandemic. Now, I realize a generation ago, a century ago, they did it with the Spanish flu. They did it. They got through it. But it took them 3 years to get through it before people finally stopped dying. They didn't have a vaccine. They didn't have therapeutics, so people just died, and lots of them died. Whole communities died. So that's the closest thing that we have to compare to. And the truth of the matter is, in those days, the churches closed down. They did. From history, we got the history records. They closed the doors for months at a time because of the pandemic. It sure did. And so that's kind of what we got to draw from. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about traffic. Everything is looking good. 40 west, no issues. 26 to Tennessee, no problems. 40 east looks good down to Old Fort. And then 26 is okay. We're off the pace a little bit right before the airport, eastbound side, going toward Hendersonville. Secondary roads are all about like normal today. There's a little bit of backup. 25A there at the red light on Mills Gap. That happens about every day this time. And so, anyway, we appreciate you being with us. And then also, we may have some folks that have happened upon the video channel. And by the way, if you don't have Facebook, but you have the app, and you want to go to WGCR or to Anchor Broadcasting, the app, click on the video channel, you'll see us there. Why are we doing that? We're going to do that all week because we are testing. We have some new servers and we're testing multiple streams. We have to send out so many streams from here. And so, there's all these different streams that go out. So we're testing the loading of these servers to make sure that they can handle everything, make sure we got it configured right. We had a major crash 2 weeks ago, and so we've been trying to repair and get back from that, and it cost us more than we had, and so we put them on a credit card, and we'll pay them, Lord willing, little by little, and so we'll get it done. But we had to get it back up, for Share-a-thon. So let's drop down to Greenville here. We're about in pretty good shape. The normal on 85 south between the airport and between the famous Pelham Road. That's always slow right through there this time of day, as it is today. And, of course, right downtown's pretty slow. But other than that, Greenville seems to be in pretty good shape. Spartanburg, about the same way. Still got the same issues there on 85 south. You want to avoid that between the Macedonia community and Highway 110 there at Cowpens. That's a problem right there. State Road 1139 from there to Highway 110. I know they're doing some major construction on the road, but I don't know why they've got that like they've got it. I haven't been through there. Matter of fact, I've deliberately not been through there. I don't want to find out from experience and then have to tell you about it, okay? Let's see what the temperatures look like. As we look around the area, what's the warmest I can find? What's the warmest? Well, the other day was looking for the coldest. Now what's the warmest I can find? Well, about the time I enlarge it, I can't believe it does that. I enlarge the screen and the backslid thing, the temperatures get smaller. And I've tried to do it 3 times where I can see it and they keep getting smaller. What's up with that? Well, there's a 65, so that's okay. Look at this one. This is, let's see, is that, well, that's not, it's unofficial. I see a 78. I don't think that's right. No, it's too high. All right, so here's one, though. I think it's more like it. There's a 69 down in Forest City, 67 just north of Ellenboro. Now, there is one we might could believe. I think if there's a 70-degree mark in Columbus from 65 to 70, yeah, that's not too big of a, it's not too big of an imagination because... Yeah, that might work. 67 in Landrum. And then look at here. Oh, yeah, we found some 70s. Cleveland's at 70. Travelers Rest at 72. Taylor's at 72. We do have 70s. That foothill section right along the bottom of the mountain, the thermal belt. If you go further south than that, it's colder. Isn't that something? Yeah, the further south you go, the colder it gets. It gets down in the mid-60s. But up around Highway 11, between there and the ridge, that little section through there, it's called the thermal belt, and today it's doing just that. Warm air is rising, and we're getting 70-degree temperatures out of that. Big difference, isn't it? Big difference than last week. Weatherman says it's going to be nice. We've got 39 tonight, 66 tomorrow, more sunshine. Wednesday night's 39, Thursday 59, sunshine, cooling off, though. Thursday night, clouds are coming in, rain set on Friday, more than likely. High only 43, it's going to seem very cold compared to the, 66 tomorrow. And then also a cold rain Friday night, doesn't cool off much, but it's 39. Saturday, rain off and on, 30% chance, 57, and then a chance of rain Saturday night with 46. And as I look at Share-a-thon, the beginning of Share-a-thon for our Sunday, 50% chance of showers, a high 59. Sunday night, showers likely, 49. Monday, showers likely, 60. Monday night, 50% chance of showers, 43. Tuesday, 40% chance of showers, and 56. I had somebody say one time, said, I hope it don't rain during Share-a-thon. Well, when everybody was coming, it did make it hard. You know, the parking and all, you know, it just made it hard. But now, if it rains, a lot of people work outside, and so they don't work on days that it rains. And so it lets them get near the radio. And then the second part of that is that, you know, people don't get out and rake the yards and do all the other things, and so they stay by the radio more. Bad weather, they tend to. So I've not been praying for bad weather. I have not. You can't blame that on me. I've not been praying for bad weather. But I will say this. We had pretty good size snow one year. We probably had more response the day of the snow. It was the middle of the week, and we probably had more response that day than any day of the week. Just so many people around. Yeah. Yep. 73 over in Seneca. Appreciate that. 94.31. That's something. Yeah, thank you for that. And in 44.12, thank you. Appreciate you being on board. And Scott, I'll mention the truck here in just a second. AM 720 being sponsored by Clayton and Jane Hartzell, and it's in honor of their wedding anniversary today. They quote Mark 10:9. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate the Hartzells, Clayton and Jane, standing with us today. Happy wedding anniversary. God bless you. All right. And we're 5 days away from the virtual Share-a-thon beginning. And we'll start broadcasting at 5:30 on Sunday, 5:30. And then we'll open the phones at 4 o'clock, the phones open. And then we've never done that before. We've never opened the phones on Sunday. But because folks can't come to service, we'll open the phones. And that'll give us a little bit of a run and start for Monday morning. And we'll have service 5:30 until, as far as on the radio, you know, just on the radio and on television. And then we'll start back at 7:15 on Monday morning. And we'll go from 7:15 till 6:45. And, of course, then Share-a-thon will continue on the FM and on the video, all the video sources, because we're having our services, our Sentimental Sermon series, and that will be starting at 7 in place of the regular service. Yeah, I've gotten a little warmer than I wanted to be. I'm going to shed a little bit of clothes here. And somebody's asked the question, will the video of Share-a-thon be preaching and music channel 2 of video share? No, those are not video channels. They can't provide video. Music and Preaching Channel and WGCR.net don't have video capability, so they'll just be audio. But if you want video, let me tell you some ways to get it. The app, obviously. You can, if you've got the app, you can click on the video channel. It'll be there. Also, if you got the app, if you open the app, let me just do it so I can tell you exactly how to do it. So if you go to the ABN app, it's the blue and fades to the yellow, ABN. If you touch that, it'll show you four squares, and it lays out four squares, 1, 2, 3, 4. The first one is the radio feed. The bottom one is the music channel, the top. Other side's the preaching channel, and then the bottom's the video channel. To the right, there's a little, what we call drawers, little lines up there. They're hard to see up in the yellow, or you can swipe the screen to the left. Just grab the screen with your finger and swipe it to the left. And when you do that, it will open a blue box, a blue pull-down. And if you see where it says Anchor Baptist Church Live, yep, we'll be on that channel as well. So you can watch there. You can watch on the video channel or on the Anchor Baptist Church Live. Okay, and then you can also log on to the video channel on the website. So you can do it on the app. You can do it on the website if you're at work, WGCR.net, and then log on that way. Log on to the Anchor Baptist Church website, anchorbaptist.org. Watch service live. Touch the button. It'll log you in. And you can go to the video apps. Our video apps, our audio apps is what we're talking about. Our video apps are found in the Apple Store for your Apple device. Also, this is for Apple TV. And then we're also found on Amazon Fire in the directory under, I believe it's Anchor Broadcast. If it's not, it's WGCR. And then you can also look us up under Roku, and go into the App Store and download the Anchor Broadcasting Network app in Roku. I do know which one that one is, okay? And all right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Let's see right quick where folks are. I won't spend a lot of time, but let me just always enjoy seeing where everybody's at. We do. We enjoy. I mean, it's just a real blessing to know folks out there. And I love our local folk, but I also love to hear folks that are listening from afar. That's always fun. And so I think I got them alphabetized. And let me see. Yeah, believe I do. So here we go. We're being listened to this afternoon in Akron, Anchorage, Avon, Buford, Brevard, Chicago, Cullowhee, Franklin, Greenville, Greer, Hendersonville, and of course many of these are multiples, Houston, Lancaster, Los Angeles, Marion, Marshalltown, Menomonee Falls, Murphy, Ottawa. And I'm not mispronouncing Ottawa. That's Ottawa, Canada, okay? Plymouth and Unknown. That's the last one, Unknown. And boy, a lot of people live in Unknown. Where's Unknown at? It's in Unknown City in Unknown Region. That's where they live. We don't know where they're come from. Sometimes it's government ships at sea. Sometimes it's government installations. We don't know where they are. And so it could be somebody across the street. We don't know. Sometimes it will decipher it. Sometimes it won't. It you never know about it. It's one thing about this stuff is that it's never predictable, truly. I mean, they call it a science. I don't know so much about that. Yeah, there's not too much science. Because sometimes, you know, science can be replicated. I've seen things happen in radio that you can't replicate, okay? You can't get it to do it twice. So... You tell me it's science, because you can't get it to do it again. I know. So anyway, 4412, so glad to hear from you this afternoon, as always. Says God bless Israel, Pastor Barton, and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you for that. Appreciate that very much. Also, thank you for asking about the Kenworth. By the grace of God, it was not the transmission. We came in from Baltimore last week with the medical missions load. Moving from Baltimore to Atlanta, we had to come in here and stage and hold the load because they weren't ready to, they had to get it out of Baltimore, but they weren't ready to move into Atlanta. They're scheduled to leave this afternoon with it. Thank the Lord, it was not the transmission cooler. Therefore, there was no antifreeze in the transmission, which was a huge blessing because that's money. When that transmission goes out, that's money. And I'm not talking about a small amount either. That's big money. So anyway, that was good. The only thing they could figure was that it on the side of a Caterpillar engine, and I think ours is a C6. I believe I'm right. I think it's the C7 that was the dog, wasn't it? One of them wasn't good. But I think ours is a 6. Anyway, there's a big canister type thing on the side of that. And on the side of the engine, and apparently that has the oil cooler in it, and the oil cooler is bathed by antifreeze. Apparently, we blew that. So apparently the oil pressure blew into the antifreeze and filled the radiator up full of engine oil. Because when we had it towed, transmission was fine, no issues, but it was a gallon low of oil. And that's, of course, it looked like 10 gallons come out of the radiator. It overflowed, and it looked like sawmill gravy that you'd made with coffee grounds. And, it looked pretty rough. So they flushed it and flushed it and flushed it, run detergent through it, flushed it, flushed it, flushed it, put it back together, put the new parts on it. It seems okay. So they've road tested it. Don't think we got any more issues. The good news is it was only an oil cooler that blowed up and went into the radiator. The bad news is it cost $2,400 to fix it. So, yeah. Anyway, they're leaving this afternoon. They've got to be in Atlanta in the morning at 8, and then they've got to be in Baltimore Thursday. Let's see. What's in the morning? Wednesday. Yeah. They got to be in Baltimore Thursday morning at 8. Yeah. So, yeah, they've got time. They're running team, and so they've got plenty of time. They can travel, and, yeah. So that'll work good. Okay. I mentioned 73 in Seneca, didn't I? Yeah. And, yeah, appreciate that. Someone says that loud and clear on the Roku in the man cave. All right. You should have had video on the Roku. So check and see what channel you're on Roku. Give me a thumbs up from the television studio. All right. Look back in here at me. We are up and running. All of our Roku feeds are feeding. We should be feeding audio. Is that a true statement? Don't throw your hands up at me. I'm the one with the hands up. We'll double check it. Try two different feeds. Try the video channel and see if you got it there. And so we should have the video on the video channel. Here's what happens. It's the encoders, and then they run in through the servers. We have to feed a different stream to everybody we're streaming to because they're completely different. So we feed a feed to Roku. We feed one to Apple. We feed one to Amazon. We feed one to the app, and then we feed a different one. I think I'm right on this, to the church. I think. And that may not be the right way, but I think there's either four or five high-def streams that leave here, 1080. And five, is that, have I got that right? So double check that we're on Roku. He said we're only getting the audio, should be having video. Don't put your hands. Look at engineers, and they put their hands up, like, you know, up in the air with their hands turned up. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put thumbs up, okay? No, don't shake your head at me. That doesn't work. I'm the one with my hands up, okay? Yeah, and no live video right now. Looks like testing is what they're saying. So you might want to go back in and look at that, okay? And this is one of our guys that's telling us that. So see if we can diagnose what the issue is, okay? All right, thank you so much. Let me go on down through here. Florida sent me 79 degrees. Yeah, look at that smiley face. Yeah, appreciate that. And then somebody's asking, said, caller says that after Share-a-thon, your next goal, since you have a heart for medical missions, should be to buy the Transylvania Hospital. Well, I'll just tell you this. I know there's a lot of people disappointed with the hospital, and I don't want to weigh into that. I really don't want to weigh into that because there's a lot of politics involved in that. And although I will say this, I'm not in a good place to talk about it, and here's why. I have been a Part E patient for 20 plus years. When Dr. Webb came to Mills River, I heard about him, that he was a preacher and a doctor, and at that time I was in bad shape, a lot of issues that I didn't know what was going on. He took me in as a new patient. He was just in the area himself, and so he was a part of the Part E system, and so I joined that and stayed with that, and I've rode the roller coaster with Part E. They got low, and then they did better, and then UNC got involved, and now they're one of the premier. Matter of fact, now they're one of the premier stroke centers. Well, something happened the other day I'd never seen. There was an EMS unit came out Crab Creek Road, and it got to the red light. Transylvania EMS got to Crab Creek Road, came out to the red light, and hung a right going toward Hendersonville. Blue lights and sirens. Or red lights and sirens. And I said, what? They don't know how to get to the hospital. Hospital's the other way. Come to find out that it was a stroke patient, and that Part E is now one of the premier stroke centers to reverse the effects of a stroke. I did not know that. I did not know that. So anyway, we've talked about, you know, the doctors leaving Brevard and going to Part E. I'm a Part E fan. I mean, I have been. And so It's really not fair for me to comment on it, okay? I appreciate that. But I appreciate the thought. I do. I appreciate the thought. I've always wanted a medical clinic. So maybe the Lord will let us do something one of these days or be a part of something somewhere else. I don't know. It's on the list. What list? God came in a service, I don't know, 1985-ish. Don't know exactly. But God came on the services. People testifying, shouting, and God was a-moving, and people was a-singing. It was just one of those services. But I was laser-focused. There was a legal pad laying there on the pew. And I grabbed that pad, and it was just me and the Lord. I might as well have been on a mountaintop somewhere. It's just me and the Lord. No revelation, but I just got to telling the Lord all the things I hoped that we'd get to do one of these days. And I filled up the whole page of a legal pad of things we wanted to do. And I didn't tell nobody. I think I told my wife, but I didn't tell nobody else because they'd think I was crazy. Because at that time, we weren't even back up to 40 people. I said, we're on a radio station, and I went down the line, all the things we want. And years later, well, I did. I must have told some. I must have told my secretary. Years later, and I do mean years later, without knowing anything, my secretary, Miss Horton, said, well, it's on the list, preacher. And I just said, what list? And she reached in her Bible and she pulled out the list. She had kept it. She had been writing on the list the dates of all the things that we had written down years before. And for years, she'd been marking out those things that were on the list. You talk about something to help your faith. When I saw all the things God had done, it about thrilled my soul. And it still does. So, I'm very much excited about the future and what God's going to do, okay? And, all right. We're calling in. So, for those on Roku that's not getting video, this is why we're doing it this week. This is exactly why we're doing it. So, it's not next week. We're calling in our Roku consultant, and so we'll know more in a little bit to see what's going on. So let me do it this way. Are there other people who are watching on Roku or trying to watch on Roku who can't get us and all you have is audio and not video? Is that the case? Well, okay, let me know, all right? Did you know there's still over 12,000 homes without power in Texas? I'm going to talk about that. This blows my mind. I just don't hardly believe that. All right. They're saying that it went off. Thank you. The consultant is saying that it went off. And they're saying that they can get us on the video channel for about 10 seconds. Then it goes to the test screen, the rainbow. Are we projecting a rainbow anywhere? It's the default. Have we fixed it? You're working on it. Okay, so we're working on it. Somebody asked me, are you red today? Yes, redder than normal. I'm red all the time. I was preaching in one of the islands down. I was preaching in the Caribbean, West Indies. And they were speaking French. And I don't speak French, but I know a few things. And they referred to me as Mont Rouge. No, that's not true. Mont Blanc. Well, Mont is it would be the equivalent of Spanish hermano, you know, for a friend, a brother. And but they shorten it Mont Rouge or Mont Blanc. Well, Mont Blanc means the white brother. That's what it means. Well, they're, to say the least, they're all very dark complected. Yeah, very dark. Some of the darkest you'll ever find because of their pureness of their bloodline. Very, very, very dark. And so I got up after the introduction in French, and then they introduced, but they didn't say anything about my color. And so I got up, and in a few words of French, I said to them, no, don't call me that. I'm not Mont Blanc. I'm not the white brother. And I said that, and they looked at me. I said, I'm Mont Rouge. I'm the red brother. I said that, they cracked up. I mean, they laughed, and they just thought it was funny. Because they thought I was insulted because of what they had said, and because they called me white. And it's different being called white. Have you ever been around anybody that called you white? It's odd. Don't happen often, but if I'm in Alaska, they call me white. When I'm in the islands, of course, primarily African descent, you know, and they call me white down there. And I mean, I'm okay with it. I just never thought about it that way. And I guess I don't think about it in that terms. And I'm glad. They're just a brother. I don't care what color they are. They're just brothers. And I don't distinguish them by black or brown or red or white or tan or I don't know. I just don't think in those terms, I guess. And anyway, it's it scared them to death when I called their hand on it. And then when I made a joke out of it, they cracked up. But yeah, I have been out in the sun, and I am redder than normal. They've turned some lighting on, trying to kill some of the red. Yeah, I appreciate that. Captain, good to see you all the way down at the – you're near the ship, I see you. Okay, and then all the way in the Philippines, Legazpi City, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Look at here, Pakistan's on board. Got up before breakfast, way early in the middle of the morning to watch us. Thank you. Also, Fayetteville, Arkansas, God bless you. And Longview, not Longview Strait, but Longview going into Mills River. Thank you. Glad to have all of you with us here this afternoon. The video's working on Amazon Fire. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. And was watching on Roku, but it went out on the video channel. Okay, we're chasing it. All right. And the testimony list? Hey, it's still got some blanks on it. Yeah, we're still believing God for it. Matter of fact, when I was so bad with COVID, I said to my wife, I said, honey, we didn't get the list finished. And she said, quit talking like that. And I said, well, we might as well talk about it because this may be it for both of us. I don't know if we're going to live through this or not. I said, but we didn't get the list finished. And so I don't know if I live to see it or not, but I want to. I want to. Yeah, I do. I want to. Let me, I've got, what did I do? How did I get that to myself? Okay, here it is. Let's talk about Texas for a second. I'm still tore up over Texas, and here's why. If it can happen to Texas, North Carolina's in real trouble. How many oil wells has North Carolina got? How many natural gas wells do we have? How many refineries do we have? You got it. We've got two pipelines that come through here, and that's it. We don't have anything. We don't produce that in our state that I'm aware of. So millions of Texans without power, millions of Texans without power for days, and a group called, or some officials, that's called the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or the ERCOT. ERCOT. They operate the power grid that covers most of the state. They have now released this statement. They said that Texas was dangerously close to a worst-case scenario. And a worst-case scenario is uncontrolled blackouts across the state. And here's why. When the demand for power outstrips the supply of generation that's available, the equipment begins to overheat, it begins to catch fire, substations begin to blow, transformers begin to blow, and the lines go down. And this is not stuff you fix in terms of hours. It's not even stuff that you fix in terms of days. These are situations that you measure in weeks and months. And here's why. We no longer have inventory in America. We build to order. There is no inventory. Therefore, these big giant capacity transformers that go in these substations, utilities don't have a yard set and full of those. Too much money. Too much money, too much inventory on hand. If we need one, we'll just get them to build it. And the problem is that the people who build them don't have the steel on hand, or the copper on hand, or the ceramics on hand, or the oil on hand. Because people are not buying them, therefore they can't build them and set on them because they cost so much. So they've got to get their suppliers to send them the steel, the oil, the ceramics, the copper, and all those things so that they can make it. The problem is that the people who supply the steel, the copper, the oil, the ceramics, and all of those things to make them, they get their stuff from China. And so your transformer parts could be on a slow boat from China. And I'm not making this up. It could literally be months before you got your power back if there was widespread damage to the grid. And I'm very serious. And this is, they're saying, taken months. You want me to tell you who said it? Bernadette Johnson, the Senior Vice President of Power and Renewables at Inversus, an oil and gas software and information company headquartered in Austin, Texas. So if it's a lie, she told it. Months to get the power turned back on. So, and let me just give you some statistics on this. Japan, the average Japanese home loses power for 4 minutes a year. 4 minutes a year. American Midwest, they're without power 92 minutes a year. New England, the Northeast, they're without power 214 minutes a year. Those are all averages. But if you look at an analysis by a group called Climate Central, a major outage is considered an outage affecting 50,000 homes or businesses or more. A major outage in America grew 10 times more common from the mid-80s to 2012. From 2003 to 2012, weather-related outages doubled. 2017, the American Society of Civil Engineers reported 3,571 total major outages in 2015 that lasted an average of 49 minutes. The U.S. Energy Administration said that in 2016, the average utility customer had 1.3 power interruptions and the total blackout time averaged 4 hours. But understand that that's an average. Some people were out for weeks. As a result of no power, the water froze. There have been over 13.5 million people faced water disruptions in Texas. 797 water systems reported frozen or broken pipes. 725 water systems, according to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, are under boil advisories. It's over 7 million residents of the state ordered to boil water. And it said now that it could take months for service to fully be restored to normal as far as their water's concerned because the power went off. And then there's some terrible... You've probably seen them. There's some horror stories about some things. You know, what the light bills cost, about the grocery stores being empty, about, nothing to buy, and people standing in line outside for hours only to be turned away, that there's nothing there. There's nothing to get. Oh, yeah. Very serious. Very serious situations. So I know I should be spending all my time talking about Sheraton. I know that. I'm aware of that. But while the sun's shining, while it's 62 degrees, it is just an awesome time to talk about getting it to where you can stay in your house if the power goes out, especially with COVID. You just need to be able to stay in your own home. How am I going to do that? Well, wood heater, that's an obvious choice. Kerosene heaters, whether it be the monitor type or whether it be the portable type, that's an obvious choice. If all else fails, the buddy heaters, like I'm talking about. Somebody said, why do you use that brand? I can get the kind that looks like a sunflower and screws on the front of a big gallon tank, a propane tank. Unless you have a brand that I'm not familiar with, those are not UL listed for indoor use. You can use them in a barn, you can use them in a shop, but unless you have found a brand that says UL listed for indoor use, they're cheaper. But I have not found one that specifically says that. So if you've got one, great. Tell me where you bought it at that says that. Looks like a sunflower when it comes on. The center turns red and it's got like a chrome ring around it and it radiant heat, and you screw it right at the top of a grill tank, 20-pound cylinder. Those are great. They're great for the shop, great for the barn. But I have not been able to find them that were UL approved for indoor use. But again, maybe you have. And so, yeah, that would work. But generators, and the big issue with that is fuel for those generators. That's a hard part. You've got fuel in your car. Most people's got cars. You got fuel in your car. So you could always use the fuel out of your car if you could get to it. So you'd have to have a way of getting it out of your car where you could put it in your generator, where you could run it. You seen the new Ford truck? You seen the new Ford hybrid? Oh, they're all stars. Hey, Ford is the Texas truck now. Here's why. The hybrid Ford truck that uses an engine to run a generator to charge the batteries to go down the road. Hybrid electric, gas electric pickup truck. It's the same principle as a locomotive. Those things sit there with a full tank of fuel and produce 7,500 watts of electricity. So your Ford sits in the driveway idling. You plug your house into your Ford, and your Ford runs your house. I'm totally serious. I'm very serious. Yeah, it's true. And I haven't physically seen one, but it's a big deal. Ford dealers can't get them in Texas. And it's all self-contained. And then when you get low on gas, you unplug the you unplug your cord, drive it to the filling station, fill it up, bring it back to your house, back it into the driveway, let it idle, and plug your generator back in. Mm-hmm. It's in the truck. It's built in with the truck. And, of course, it's quiet. You sit there and idle. You won't be able to hear it. Yeah. I'm very serious. 7,500 watt is the output of it. Pretty smart. There was a lawnmower. I don't know if they caught on or not, but it was a similar thing. It was electric hybrid. It was a riding mower, and it did the same thing. You could pull your riding lawnmower out in the driveway, hook a cord to it, let your lawnmower sit there and run, power your house. They had them at Lowe's. I saw one. I sat on one. But I haven't seen one since. I don't think they were a big hit. I don't know what that's about. Now, I've started with the Ford jokes. I knew I would generate ire upon myself. I knew I would from the Chevrolet people, yeah, and the Dodge people and everybody else, yeah. I get it. But now this is futuristic, so this is way out there, but it's not so far out there. If the government was really, 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 really interested in carbon emissions and all of this stuff and saving the planet, you know what they would do? They would invest, just like we invested in medical technology to bring these shots to play 10 years in advance of what they would come to market. Fuel cell technology. Fuel cell technology, it works. It's real. Bottom line, your basically, it would be like this. Your hydrocarbon fuel would be what you use fuel cells for to produce electricity. As a matter of fact, with that technology, you could back your car up to your house and power your house at night using the fuel cell technology. The day will come that they'll look back on us that we actually burned propane, natural gas, gasoline, diesel, kerosene. We burn it. We actually burn it to propel things. They'll look back on that and laugh because there is more than one-to-one. The technology's catching us. You know, we've always said, well, you can't, it's always one-to-one. Everything's one-to-one. Well, not exactly. With fuel cell technology, you can actually produce more kilowatts with the technology than it takes to put in it. And if you break it back into kilowatts, break it back into BTUs, however you want to go with it, calories, which standard you want to use. But that's why it's such a big deal. That your gas tank outside your house could power your fuel cells that in turn electrified your house and charged your car or fueled your car. Actually, what you would do is you would have a hydrogen generator is what you would be using. You'd create hydrogen. And then your car would be hydrogen powered. Yeah, don't have time to get in all that. But I'm telling you, it's fascinating stuff. And right now it would be very expensive. And right now it's not practical. But anyway, Lexington, Kentucky has no Roku picture, so it's widespread. It's not just local, so sorry for about that. But that's why we want to do it this week and not next. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, I mean that. Thank you very much. All right. Let me tell you who will be here next week on Tuesday. It's going to be good. We're looking forward to it. And look forward to what God's going to do during the days of Share-a-thon. And I've got it in my phone, but I'm going to have to keep talking until I find it. You'd have thought I'd have brought it up, wouldn't you? I need it every day, but I didn't. Well, I tell you what we got. We got, on Tuesday. But Eddie Connard's going to be here singing. The Elledge family are going to be here. The McBrides are going to be here. The Johnsons are going to be here. The Rogers are going to be here. Yeah, throughout the day on Tuesday. And I think I'm right. I believe that Reggie's coming, isn't he? Isn't Reggie on Tuesday? I believe that's right. I believe my schedule's old. Yep. But Eddie Connard, Elledge sisters, McBride, Johnsons, Rogers, and Reggie Sadler family on Tuesday. And then also our Tuesday preachers. Tuesday morning, Brother Doug Raines will be preaching. Pastor of the Progress Baptist Church, of course, broadcaster here over the radio station at 2 o'clock. We'll have Brother Brian McBride will be preaching at 5:30. We'll have Brother Rudy Smith. And then for our sentimental sermons, who is Tuesday night? I don't have that scheduled in front of me either. Let me see here. Nope, it's not there. Sentimental sermon for Tuesday night is, he'll get it in a minute. All right, so we're finding it. It takes about five people to feed me stuff during drive time to keep me going because I've got so many things scattered here, yonder, and about. It's not that I'm unorganized. It's just that I do not. Things come up and they come out. I don't plan things. I don't plan enough things. And things that I plan, I won't use today. So I've got a whole list of things that I didn't even use today. But it's kind of spontaneous. And so that's kind of how we do it. And anyway, we're going to have sentimental sermon 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. And I can tell you who's on all week. I can do that. Mays Jackson's on. Lawrence Rhodes. We've got Stennett Ballou. We've got Ray Aiken. We have got Harold Seiler and Ralph Sexton Sr. Yeah, Monday through Saturday at 7. And so, it's going to be, you're going to enjoy those old time. Now, the audio will be, of course, available over the radio. But if you want to see them, they're videos. And so you'll be able to watch them over Roku or whatever else that you have, okay? You'll be able to log on and watch them. All right. And again, if you are having trouble or questions, please beta test your equipment this week. Please check it this week. And turn the volume down in the TV studio, please. I'm getting an echo. The television studio is right beside the video studio. The video and audio studios are side by side, Studio A and Studio B. And so if they got it up in there, it is a, it's got a bit of a delay to it. It drives me crazy if I can hear it over top of the, the headset. Yes, let's see. Tuesday is, I don't know what Tuesday is. I forgot what Tuesday is. Brother Aiken is Wednesday night. I'm about sure of that. And other than that, I'll have to go look. I will have to go find it. I'll have it tomorrow. I'll have all that together, I promise. I'll get my act together, and I'll have the sentimental sermon lineup. It was one down before where you clicked, Daniel. If you'll drop, he's working on my screen. Drop down right there. That's it. And see if it pops up and gives us, yes, there it is. Tuesday night, March the 2nd, 1 week from the night, Lawrence Rhodes. There it is. Monday night, Ralph Sexton Sr., holy, holy, holy. Tuesday night, Lawrence Rhodes. Wednesday night, Ray Aiken. Thursday night, Stennett Ballew. Friday night, Mays Jackson. And Saturday night, Harold Seiler. Yeah, these are men that had an influence or preached here during Share-a-thon. And from days gone by, and they'll be featured in the 7 o'clock slot each night over the network. Okay? Thank you so much. Phones open at 4 p.m. And we will have the lobby. You can't come on into the building, but the lobby, if you wanted to drop by in person, you could do that. And we're trying to be very careful, of course, about all that, trying to protect you, trying to protect us, trying to... All it takes is one person that's sick to come in and get it amongst us, and then we're all eat up with it. So, yeah, we're trying to be careful, and I appreciate folks doing that. I do. But please be careful. I mean, if you've been around somebody that's been sick, you're just as much a liability to others as if you were sick yourself, because you don't know. You may be a carrier. So, oh, I feel fine. Yeah, but if you've been around them, you have to quarantine. You have to take a negative test and quarantine for 7 days unless you've had the vaccine. That's the rules. If you refuse to take the test, it's 10 days. 10 days. If you get around somebody that's a known COVID patient, if you've been around them, if you've been within 6 feet of them for more than 15 minutes without a mask, then you are considered exposed. And your downtime is 7 days with a negative test, 10 days without a negative test. CDC guidelines. Just saying, boy, we couldn't stand to have these groups that we got. We're thin anyway. We couldn't stand to have one of these groups exposed. Just wouldn't work at all. So, yeah, I appreciate your help with that. Thank you. And that's what it is. A lot of folks, they just wouldn't come. They say, well, we're not doing public appearances right now. I said, well, what if it wasn't public? What if it's just coming into the building, but there's no public there? Could you do that? Have all the place to sit, have masks and have disinfectant, and have your own windscreens and have the everything wanded and disinfected for you, saying, could you do that? We'll disinfect the piano. Could you do that? They go, well, yeah, we probably do that. Okay, all right, let's do it. So that's how we're doing it. That's how we're handling it. And I appreciate folks understanding. I really do. And we're asking God to do something bigger than we are in the days ahead. And I promise you, way bigger than we are. And so he's bigger than COVID. You know that's right, don't you? Okay. Pray, if you will, for a son who's out of the will of God. Pray for a young man with colon cancer. Pray for some that are still struggling with COVID, some that are awaiting test results, others that have symptoms but have not gone and been tested. Pray for some folks that some very tough situations, people in rest homes and folks not being able to see them, and just a lot of problems this thing has caused us. I'm telling you the truth. And okay. And just got word from our consultant, Roku consultant, that Roku's looking better. Okay. Alpha's going in and out on all video streams. Okay. Roku is looking better. So, okay. Whatever you're doing, Daniel, it must be working. Okay. All right. My soul in the morning. I wish you hadn't put that monitor up. I don't look red. I look purple. Have mercy. I've been out in the sun I take medicine that I'm not supposed to get. I take medicine every day that I'm not supposed to expose to sunlight. And if I get out just for a minute, I get purple looking. And that happened today. And so I was out longer than I expected to be. Can you imagine getting sunburnt in February? Isn't that a good problem to have? I was windburnt this time last week. Red because I was windburnt. So red because I'm sunburnt today. All right. Got Bible College. Got to go. Thank you so much for being with us. I enjoy our time together. I do. And I'm enjoying the fact that this is the last week of the 6:15 thing. Mm-hmm. Starting Monday, 6:45, we gain 30 minutes. Gain some time in the morning, gain some time in the evening. I'm glad for that, too. So I won't have to feel like I'm so hurried all the time. All righty. Well, it's good to hear from everybody. And some of you didn't hear from, what's ailing you? What's the matter? Make sure that you get in touch with us, and we appreciate that. And, yeah, we appreciate that. Do you see, I couldn't believe, do you see that they're going to go back in the 20-degree below average in Texas again late week? Have you seen that? Not going to be the one like they had, but it's going to be 20 degrees, as much as 20 degrees below average on Thursday. So it's not a long thing. But still, man, Texas has been through it, haven't they? They sure have. If we can help you become, I don't know how to say it, but to become energy independent, to stay in your house if the power goes out. If we can help you with suggestions or lists or what, you know, all of those things. We've got some things in writing. I'd be glad to send you something. Be glad to tell you about some things. I can tell you who carries what. We've been pricing stuff. Everybody needs a backup. 2 years ago, God put that on my heart here. I mean, put it on my heart. It got to where I was scared. I was scared something bad's going to happen. And everybody else was saying everything's great, but I was torn up. And so that's when we started talking about backup generators for the station, backup generators for the warehouse. When we start on our first one here for the ministry, we put in a backup generator here. We're still not complete. We still lack about $70,000 to go. Maybe not quite that much. But we need one more big one. But we're a whole lot better off than we were. So I said this week, buy an extension cord this week. That'll put you that much further down the road. You probably can't get any generators right now. It's not after an ice storm. Too many, they're all gone. But you probably wait a few weeks, warms up a little bit. Tell you something else. If you'll watch Lowe's and these other places, all their winter gear, about the 1st of March, maybe a little later, they'll put all that stuff on sale. And it'll be sometimes 50% off. I bought a whole pallet of those Mr. Buddy heaters one time for half price. So if you'll keep your eye out, you'll see that stuff go on sale. And when you do, you can have big savings on it. Generators, no, they don't go on sale. They're too big a ticket item. But heaters and stuff like that, Buddy heaters and propane cylinders sometimes will. Not too often, but sometimes they will. But bottom, because people use them camping in the summertime, so they'll hold those. But bottom line, make some preparations, and if we can help, let us know, okay? All right. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your mercy, your grace, your goodness to us. Lord, thank you for friends. Thank you, Lord, we can sit down and share with friends, and we're so grateful for that. And Lord, some respond, and Lord, we know that there's a great unsent audience out there that never say a word. And Lord, we're grateful for them as well. Now, Father, would you help us to be found faithful, and Lord, we're praying for the mind of God on a number of fronts. And of course, the foremost is that of Share-a-thon. So please, Lord, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Speak to hearts and help us, Lord, in these days. We realize these are COVID days. But Lord, we also realize that you're running things. So Lord, be pleased to work in the midst and do what you will in our midst. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Pastor Randy Barton, till we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.